But first, how do you build a culture of performance and accountability that is linked to financial realities? It's a question being asked at that summit. John Dessenberg is Director of Policy for the Performance Institute, the host of the conference, and he's standing by with Jason now. Jason, over to you.
Thanks, Emily. Now, John, welcome. Obviously, this conference is just about to kick off in about a half hour or so, so we've got a lot going on, so always appreciate your time here.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's start with some basics. The theme of the conference, Decoding the Financial and Performance Puzzle. It's a great title. You know, anytime you can get finance and performance in the same wording there, it tells you something. So give me a sense. What is the theme of the conference? What are you guys hoping to really get done today?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because it's not just a theme. We decided purposely to partner with AGA, the Association for Government Accountants, for exactly this purpose, to show that performance and financial are no longer in separate stovepipes. You know, I was the director of performance management at GSA, and I worked for the CFO. So for many years, we've tried to bring these pieces together, but it still isn't quite where it needs to be. So that's what we're talking about today. And as far as a code breaker, we look at, you know, it's a puzzle, and the pieces are in the box, but why are we having such a hard time fitting them together? And we believe it's not just technology, it's not just tools. A lot of it comes down to culture and behavior and management style, and that's what we're going to be focusing on, kind of changing the conversation around government.
Now, a lot of what this administration has tried to do over the last 5 years is really bring those pieces together, break down the silos, as you said. I mean, if you think about the high-priority goals, if you think about naming someone into that role of a director of personnel and performance, Lisa Danzig is the current person there. Where do you see them coming together right now? Is it just the beginning stages? I mean, or where?
You know, I think we're beyond the beginning stages. I mean, this is my 10th government performance summit. We've had 15 total, and we're at a crossroads now where we have a big group of people who are talented, they have the skills, they've been trained, and they are committed to bringing performance and better decision-making together. The problem that we hear again and again from agencies is somewhere up the chain, the message is being lost. Why can't we change the way people govern themselves? Why can't we change the way people make acquisitions? Why can't we change the way people are evaluating their own people? So the breakdown, again, is between kind of the committed group of core people who are at this event and the larger group that's back at the office.
I think you answered kind of your own question there. Why can't people change? I think change is always so difficult. You always hear a culture change, and that's from a reporter standpoint who has to cover this all the time. That's the worst thing you want to hear is never a conversation about culture change. But I think you're starting to see some of that happening because of the budget crunch that I think agencies are feeling. Is that the message you're getting from the people you work with in government?
Well, it certainly has become more real, and I think OMB has had a renewed focus. And let's talk about some realities, what you were talking about just before the break, the VA issue at the Phoenix Medical Center. We're going to have the Director of Performance Management from VA here at the event tomorrow, and we spoke about this yesterday, and he said, look, the issue at the VA Health Center in Phoenix, it shows you what happens when there are measures out there, but not the appropriate conversation about the measures. Why was it so hard for them to meet that waitlist issue? And instead of shredding documents or trying to hide from the issue, why can't we have an honest conversation about resources and performance, bringing the pieces together instead of what we have now, which I think is a little bit of a shaming and a blaming culture where people try to hide the data or manipulate the data, and then eventually people get asked to leave their jobs.
And that takes us to actually down the next path around performance standards. I think there's been a lot of focus from OMB specifically, but really more broadly about agencies saying, okay, what are the right performance standards? And the outcomes or outputs discussion, I love that discussion. Give me a sense from your perspective, why are agencies still struggling to come up with what the right performance standards are?
Well, you know, a lot of times people ask the wrong question, Jason. And the question they ask is, give me a measure. I need a measure. And that's not the appropriate question. The appropriate question, of course, is, what are our challenges? What's the issue? What are we trying to solve? Let's get into a strategic discussion on where we need to go and what needs to change, and then move into a performance discussion. It's a lot like going to the doctor. The doctor wouldn't ask you what medicine you need. The doctor would ask you, where does it hurt? And that's the question and the conversation that we are still trying to encourage, and we're going to be talking a lot about here at the summit, is focusing in on those leading indicators, what needs to change first to take us to our results.
And I think one of the things that you're seeing a change within the government culture, the community, especially around performance, but more broadly, is that move away from just talking efficiencies and talking more effectiveness. I'm seeing that, for instance, in the 2016 budget guidance that Emily and I talked about earlier in the show, is that there's this renewed push on effectiveness. Is that part of what you're you're talking about, that change in the conversation?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what's so refreshing is what we're hearing now is not just take a 2% cut, take a 3% cut. The conversation is much more, I think, sophisticated now, which is show us the evidence, what's working, let's put maybe more resources into something that's working well, perhaps we need to put more resources into something that needs to improve. So there is not a direct correlation between poor performance and your budget is slashed. That's an overly simplistic view, and I'm so happy to see OMB moving away from that kind of conversation.
What kind of what's the effort that's happening currently now from your perspective of the metric development? The Performance Improvement Council is doing a lot of work. The President's Management Council is still, in that area. And then there's each agency has their stat sessions. There's more stat sessions than you can name. ACSTAT, HUDS, CyberStat, TechStat, PortfolioStat. I could stat you all day.
Right.
And then there's the agency-specific stat sessions like HUDSTAT and FDA Track. Is that where those conversations are happening?
Well, yes, and at the cross-agency level as well, because the best outcomes don't happen inside of one agency. The best outcomes happen when you get multiple organizations moving together, looking at a problem and saying, look, we need to solve this problem together. And that's kind of what we're trying to model here at the summit. It's not just AGA's issue. It's not just the Performance Institute. It's not the CFO versus the Performance Improvement Officer. This is an issue where we're going to have to bring people together and have more of a combined outcome-related discussion. And you can see the same thing in government.
And I think that's why when you look at the agenda of the conference today and tomorrow, you see a lot of panels with multiple disciplinary people on them. You don't just see all finance or all IT. You're seeing people that, hey, this person does IT, but this person over here does acquisition. Obviously, that was the goal of the conference. How easy was that to put together?
Well, for the first time, I think the summit is really making news, which is we're going to have really the first discussion about financial shared services here, which is certainly a performance and an efficiency issue. We're going to have really the first discussion about the Data Act here with Hudson Hollister, and you're going to have him on the air a little later. So we're bringing in people not just from the strict performance financial areas, but from the real subject matter areas that are making a difference. One of the things that I think people saw in the news recently was the 4,000-plus reports that Congress is getting. That was in the paper over the last couple of days. Congress is getting more than 4,000 reports every year. Only a tiny fraction are being used. These are the kind of issues we're trying to highlight at the summit and really bring some sense and some, I think, constructive thinking to these issues.
It's not just being used, it's being read. Most of the time, there's very few people who read all those reports. I mean, I always kid that, when OMB puts out an eGov benefits report or an eGov spending report, it's me and three other people who actually are reading it. I imagine somewhere on Capitol Hill, all these 4,000 reports, it's read by one staff member who writes a one-page executive summary.
Right.
And gives it to his boss. The boss reads it and goes, okay, let's move on.
Well, I mean, the stories about things, for instance, the Dog and Cat Fur Protection Act of 2000.
That's a very important law.
I'm sure it was at the time. But part of the lesson on performance and finance is things change. And if you are not constantly reviewing what you're doing, what you're reporting on, you're going to become extremely stale and frankly not useful. So one of the things we're trying to capture over the next couple of days is the sense of a dynamic environment where the measures you have today may not be the measures you have tomorrow, and that's perfectly healthy. If you have the same strategies today that you had 5 years ago, what does that say about your organization? It means that you don't understand the times that you're living in right now.
And I think that point that the dynamic environment that today is going to be different than tomorrow will be different than 2 weeks from now is something that the government has definitely struggled with. And I think one of the reasons why you see it in the Government's Performance and Results Modernization Act is that agencies have to come up with a strategic plan and then update their strategic plan every year with the budget cycle. I think this is the first year they've done that. And while another report I haven't necessarily read, I think the fact is that they did it, it made them think in a different way.
Yes, and if you've heard Beth Colbert, the new Deputy Director of Management at OMB.
Not Colbert, by the way.
No, it's not. She's not related to the comedian.
No relation.
So,
that'd be cool if she was.
Remember that. So Colbert, one of the things that she says is they are going to get the cycles matched now. So the budget and performance cycle, as we all know, they've been mistimed and mismatched for years, and it's created a real headache for people trying to align these things. They're trying to get ahead of that. And she said for FY16, she sees the planning and the budget cycle in alignment.
And that's something actually they did several years ago on technology, the technology planning piece, the guidance that came out with certain conferences and certain discussions, CIO councils. So it's good to see it starting to kind of seep out into some of the other areas of that recognition that you got to the planning piece is as important as that final piece.
Well, you know, and the overwhelming interest, you can see the hundreds of people pouring in here today, and we really think the interest in this is that this is not just another a theoretical textbook event on how to measure, how to plan. No, this is about the realities of the message. How can we change the message, which is better decision-making and better governance, frankly? We need to do a better job deciding where those resources are going and use evidence to get there, and that's what this is all about.
We only got about a minute left. What are you excited about today? You have a panel this morning. We have a panel tomorrow.
Yes.
And, of course, Lisa Danzig is the keynote person to really get us going. So give us your highlights.
Well, a couple of highlights. Number one, the Codebreaker session that you mentioned. And this gets to the heart of the matter, which is who are the people in government who have gotten the code right? How have they changed leadership mindset? How have they changed attitudes? And how have they shifted decision-making in their organizations to a much more rational, evidence-based manner? It's not really a technical issue. It is a matter of messaging, communication, and attitude change, and that's what I'm excited about. One of the other panels that I'm excited about is at the very end of the summit tomorrow, the Performance Improvement Council will be here, and they're not just going to be talking. They are going to be listening, and they want everyone here to give feedback on, number one, where should the PIC be headed next year? Number two, what are they not doing a good job communicating? Where do we really need to fill in some gaps? So this is it's such an exciting event for us because we're working so closely with OMB and the PIC, trying to figure out how to do this better, how to get the message across. And it's, I think, a great example of combining think tanks and the government for better results.
All right, we're going to break some codes. Stay with us because we're going to come back and talk more about this. This is Jason Miller coming from the Government Performance Summit here in Washington, D.C. John Desenberg, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason.
Back to you, Emily.